Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
24 sure. to 8.
Just interrupt me.
No. Yeah. How long have we been working together?
For 25 years.
Right. And yeah. In that time, have I ever bought you anything? Have I ever done anything for you?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you've done something for me. I just can't.
Have I ever got you a gift?
No, can't say that you've gotten me a gift.
All that is about to change today, my friend.
Oh.
All that is about to change today.
Oh, right.
What was that, just for our listeners, what was that song you were singing in the kitchen just a minute ago?
The song that I was, well, see, it wasn't me singing in the kitchen. It was you singing in the kitchen. And you just sort of randomly come up and go, you've got to.
Yeah.
And then you stop singing.
Yeah.
And I just continued on with the lyrics to the Bay City Rollers, you've got to give a little love, take a little love.
Leighton, on the line here, I've got Les. Would you like to say good day to Les?
Les!
Good day.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Is this Les from Bay City Rollers?
Bay City Rollers!
Wow! How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, really well.
And where do we find you?
You guys, you know, I'm in Hackney in London right now.
Wow.
Just beside, quite near the Olympic Park that you might have seen in the 2012 Olympic Games.
Now, Les, I got to tell you, over the desk here is a little excited, Leighton, because he is a massive Bay City Rollers fan.
Great. Well done.
Well, I've got to tell you, back in the day, I had my jeans rolled up at school and we would have our socks pulled up over the tops of our jeans and we'd just go around singing Bay City Rollers all day long.
It sounds like a perfect life.
Now, Leighton, Les is coming out to Australia.
Wow. Are you going to come to Wagga?
I might be.
Well, you're not going to be too far away, Les. You're going to be the closest that you get to us. It's a pretty big tour in July and August. You do get to Canberra, Leighton. It's Wednesday, July 11. You'll be at the Southern Cross Club in Canberra.
Just jotting that down. July 11.
Well, off you go, Leighton. Here's your opportunity.
Wow. So you know, just I can't. But you guys are still touring. This is just awesome. And
I'm doing most of the touring myself these days. The guys don't really work that much, so I work with my own band. It's called the Legendary Bay City Rollers.
And do you still wear the tartan?
I still wear the iconic shorts, yes, but the trousers are a normal length now. They're not short.
And back in the day, the girls just loved you guys.
Didn't they, Justin?
How'd you go, Les, back in the day?
Sorry?
How did you go back in the day with all the fans, everyone that was hanging off you?
I went very fast. you would get chased around the place. It was comical sometimes, but it was great, great fun. I mean, I suggest that kind of lifestyle for every 18-year-old.
Wow.
For those of you that have just joined us, we're chatting to Les McEwen from the magnificent Bay City Rollers, of course, who will be touring in July and August. Les, it must be sensational to think back to 2018, to think back to the 70s and all those great songs that you had and the songs and the impact that they've had on people. Did you ever think, when you're doing that stuff back in the 70s, that it would still have an influence on people's lives today?
I don't think we looked past, past 21 years old back in the day. We thought everybody over 21 was old. So, I've been in the business now singing for my bacon 47 years. I've made a lot of great friends in the music business, lost a lot of good friends too. But we've had a great run of gigs these last 10, 15 years. We've been touring the world, and the fans just love it. I mean, they like to hear the old songs done in the you know, the same as the record, basically. They want to hear the the original guy who sang it. They want to hear the harmonies, the guitar solos. They want everything to be just right. And that's the kind of thing that we provide.
Which of the original Bay City Rollers was the ladies' man?
Well, I think you're talking to him.
And which of the original Bay City Rollers was the ugly mother?
Well, I don't really want to point fingers there. I might miff a couple of people off.
Hey, Liz.
There was a whole collection of people. There was a different role if you choose from according to your taste.
Liz, of all the songs, all the successful songs that you had back in your time, what's your favourite song? What's the song that means the most to you?
Shang-a-Lang.
Shang-a-Lang.
Wow. Yep. Jeez. And you're about to roll into a rendition of it right here, is that right?
It's quite late at night, and I don't want to wake the kids.
So how much touring do you do these days, mate?
Well, I've been on, like I said, just last, this show that I do now has been since 2005. We rejigged the whole show to appeal to the hardcore fans that want to hear the music the way it was done on the record, and they want a bit of tar and they want a bit of fun, happy atmosphere, and that's the kind of thing that we do. And so, let's say, I think last year I've got 170 gigs. The year before that, 2015 was my hardest year so far, 202 gigs. So yeah, we play mainly in theatres in the UK, and then we do festivals in the summertime in the UK and Europe. And we go to Japan for 2 weeks every February, it turns out, to tour Japan. And we've been to Australia now last year, and they asked me to come back. As soon as the tour had finished, they asked me, do I want to come back again? So I said, yeah, sure I do.
So, how were you taken in countries that didn't speak English as such, or Scottish for that matter?
Universal. I mean, if you were like the fans in Japan, quite a lot of them speak English, but they all know how to sing in English, basically a roller song.
Wow!
Now
they've learned that through painstaking research and listening and listening and listening to the records all the time and repeating it parrot fashion.
Now, Liz, is the story of how the band got its name true? Is the pin on the map story true?
Yeah, a dart on the map of North America. A couple of them landed on funny named places, like, for instance, Stinking Creek, Arkansas. We didn't like that name. But one of the darts landed on Bay City in Michigan.
Yep.
It was thrown by Alan Lomier, and so it's all his fault.
And that's how they got their name. So, look, Les, from the Bay City Rollers will be touring Australia. It's July, August, and they come to Canberra Wednesday, the 11th of July, to the Southern Cross Club. They're playing also in, Newcastle, Sydney, the Rooty Hill RSL.
Oh, yes.
You got to go to the Rooty Hill RSL. If you down Melbourne way, it's Palms at Crown Casino there. All over the place in July and August. Les, thank you so much for being a good sport and jumping on and having a chat this morning, particularly from a buddy over the over the other side of the desk. That will make his day.
I'm so excited.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.
Mate, I'm so excited to finally talk to you. A little bit of wheeze come out. It's just...
Well, come and see us perform live in Canberra. You'll enjoy it.
No worries. We will, Les. Thanks, mate. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
All right, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There he is, everybody.
Get out of here.
Les McKeown from the Bay City Rollers. Thank you. This is where you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Duncan. I would jump the desk and give you a big smoochy kiss, but that's probably not the right time.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.